brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation and XMWX Satellite Weather. Changed your mind about who makes the world's quietest, most comfortable aviation headset? Then come by Lightspeed's booth and learn about our Zulu special and the expanded trade-up program. And be sure to cast a vote for your favorite aviation charity. The top five will each receive no less than $10,000 from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation. See us in booth D51 through D53.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb reporting from Sun and Fun, and today we're talking with Randall Fishman. He's the guy who built the Electroflyer C, a fully functional electric-powered motor glider, and he's going to talk to us about his latest project. He's building a sort of an LSA. He'll give us more details on that, an electric-powered LSA-type aircraft. And hi, Randall. Thanks for taking some time, and tell us what you're up to.
Hi, Mary. How you doing? Working on our LSA style. It's registered experimental. Due to the FAA rules, we're not allowed yet to have electric on LSA airplanes, but I'm on the ASTM committee to change that, and that's going to happen. Right now you can have aircraft that either ultralight or experimental with electric motors. So this, we did specify this new all-composite motor glider to be LSA specification, 1,320 pound gross, within the speed range of LSA. So right now we're going to be offering it as a kit form, experimental, home built, and later on, hopefully, when the rule gets changed, as fully built LSA. This plane's almost ready. We expect to be doing testing in May, flight testing maybe end of May, June, and depending on how that goes, offering kits shortly thereafter. The kit facility is ready to go. We're also working on, this is our new electric motor. We just brought it to the show for the first time. It's 20 horsepower continuous. We can also do it as a two and a three rotor motor. This is a single rotor motor, all on the same shaft, so it would be 20, 40, or 60 horsepower. And that's coming down the pike. We'll be offering the single rotor very soon. We're going to be using this new motor in all our ultralights and kits for motor gliders and things like that. So that's the newest thing. The Electroflyer C is still flying. We're flying at the show every day here. They're very nice, as usual, and gave us our own little 20-minute, 15-minute spot. And so today, after the show, Joe Bennis, the pilot, he flew it right back to our airport, and we rolled it right in the hangar, and we're good to go tomorrow.
Okay, great. Now, you're also selling these to people who have their own trike and want to switch over to an electric motor. How many sales have you made?
Oh, I don't have figures for sales. We've been selling propulsion kits, we call them, for 3 years now. Sold quite a few electric propulsion kits, batteries, chargers, and several complete trikes as well. We sold them all over the world, orders from Hong Kong, Europe, Australia, and the U.S., of course. This new motor is going to be part of the new kit. It's the latest and greatest, a little bit more power, a little lighter, a little more high continuous high power potential than the last one. There's a lot of guys who either want to repower an old ultralight or a light motor glider, or are building something new, and they give me the specifications, and we figure out if it'll work out for them or not.
Okay, I talked with Eric Lindberg earlier in the week, and he said there's a lot of different opinions about the potential of this technology over the next, say, 5 to 10 years. So I'm wondering what your opinion is as one of the guys, a real hands-on guy who's been in it for a while.
I certainly have an opinion about it. I think the battery technology that we have right now is fine for sport flying. The average sport pilot, or even the average GA pilot, they take the plane up, have a little fun, do a little sightseeing, see some friends, have some lunch, come back. I mean, that's what most people do. I liken it to electric cars. A lot of people have two cars. If you want to go cross-country, you're not going to use an electric car. You're not going to use an electric airplane at this point either. But for the local driving 50 miles or 100 miles, electric car is perfect. So I don't know if people are going to have two planes, but if your actual use is just having fun, Electric's the way to go. The other thing is the pure enjoyment of flight. Electric's fantastic. There's no, we're just used to gas engines our whole lives. We're used to the vibration. We're used to the noise. It's just the way it's always been. But now there's another possibility. When I was a young boy dreaming of flying, I was just flying. There wasn't any pounding gasoline engine. There wasn't any noise, no vibration. So now when you fly electric, it's very quiet. There's not a lot of tip noise from the prop. No noise from the engine, little whistling of air over the canopy. It's a nice experience.
So do you think there's the potential to power something like, say, similar to a Cessna 172 within, say, the next 10 years?
I don't know about the next 10 years, but right now we need to go with efficient airframes. The motors are no problem. We can get as much power as we need on the motor. The batteries are the limiting factor. Batteries are good enough to do what we're doing, flying motor gliders. This new composite motor glider will fly 80 miles an hour for 2 hours with two people. That's about as far as we can go right now, but that's not bad. A 172 right now is out of the question. It's a good airplane, but it's a good airplane with, you know, its original engine, you know, high-power gasoline engine. A lot of planes were designed for high-power gasoline engines. They were, especially, and they were mostly designed when gas was cheap. So they weren't that worried about a little extra drag, and they specified that they should fly a lot faster than the best LOVD. But for electric, we can't do that. When batteries improve, we'll get closer to higher-speed airplanes, but they should be a more efficient airplane than the old-style planes.
Okay, so you expect to have this two-seater flying by the end of the year, and do you have other projects in mind for on beyond that?
We do. We expect to have the two-seater testing flying the end of May. We're doing a couple other projects. I'm an ultralight and hang glider guy, so I'm doing a tiny little trike with a folding prop that folds up very small with one of these on it. It goes on my Atos hang glider, but it can go on any kind of hang glider or light wing. We're doing that project. I also ran into another project. We're doing a little single-seat ultralight with twin engine, one engine on each wing. It just as a demonstrator for what you can do with our components.
Okay, well, I think that kind of catches us up. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Probably, but I can't think of it right now. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Randall. We appreciate it. Again, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb reporting from Sun and Fun 2010.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see what the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at Sun and Fun booth C24 or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.